800-222-5222. Again, is that phone number? It's Midday Live. Dr. Drew, Mike Cathwood. Time to bring our friend Misty Maris in here. Misty, welcome.
Hi, Dr. Drew. Thank you so much for having me.
What do you, our pleasure. What do you suspect is this great, great surprise that Mr. Trump is, quote, promising on the health care debate?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it seems like every week he's promising something new. So what we know is that Mitch McConnell has taken the vote off the table for this week, and there's going to be some sort of redraft now. Everything's been extremely close to the vest. We don't know exactly what's going to change with the current bill, but basically he's going to let everybody go, watch fireworks, grill some hot dogs, and mull it over the 4th of July weekend in hopes that the GOP can get it together and get something passed.
So, again, that's something. Are there particular things at issue that they're likely to change that could sway the votes?
Dr. Drew, that's the interesting question. The rift in the GOP with the 9 senators who have come out and said we're not in support of the bill as is have diverging interests. So some are saying there's too much of Obamacare left. Others are saying we're really concerned about Medicaid. Medicaid is a huge issue, and their constituents rely on those benefits.
Well, let's stop. Wait. Just in those two issues, to me, seem like irreconcilable differences.
Nobody knows. How is that going to come together? It's two fundamental ideological differences of what healthcare should be.
Right.
And that's the concern about where does this rift in the Republican Party, how is it going to be repaired? Another interesting issue, and you mentioned it at the top of your show, and I covered some really interesting cases on this in Michigan, is the opioid epidemic and addiction. I mean, we're talking about an escalating crisis across the country. And some senators have said that they want to make sure there's funding for programs for treatment for that issue. And that's not currently in the bill. And that's another huge issue to overcome.
Yeah, and they really don't even know what funding of what or how to. I mean, it's just, it's all over the place what the actual.
New issue. It's something new for us all to deal with that on this grand scale that's going to be difficult from a healthcare front. How do we write that into a bill, as you said, Dr. Drew, when we don't even really know what we need to do?
Yeah, I know. That's exactly right. And so, you know, there's huge controversy in the field how to deal with this. And they had to bring what happened to the opiate czar? Wasn't Governor Christie going to be the opiate czar? I actually shared the podium with him a couple months ago. And he had some very sensible approaches. What happened to Governor Christie's role?
Yeah, Governor Christie, he so far has been an advocate for getting this together. I'm sure that he would be on board with more funding for opiate treatment and prevention. But I don't know what his role is here, how influential he is on the Senate vote. One thing that many senators have said is that Trump is not helping them come together. And that's a big issue, because when you have a Republican-run Senate, why isn't your Republican president able to, build a bridge between these two factions of the party? But there's been a lot of talk of that issue.
Right. And so what is that issue there? He seems to be almost making things worse, right? I don't really know. None of us, I guess, really know what's going on behind the scenes. But, it seemed like it was 3 guys and it was 4 senators, and now it's sort of fragmenting all over the place.
Well, it's a problematic issue. For instance, he went on a Fox and Friends. He called the current health care bill mean, quote, mean. And then, confirmed that, he did say that. He said he wants a bill with heart. No one's really sure exactly what that means from his perspective, how he would change the bill in order to, make it less mean from what he considers this issue. He's also, there was a Trump advocate, a campaign against Dean Heller of Nevada. And one of the reasons, this is a Republican senator, one of the reasons that was listed to oust him was because he wasn't in support of the health care bill. So it's just more factions and factions within the Republican Party that it doesn't appear Trump is able to smooth over or get everybody on board.